Okay, guys, so there's a lot of things that have been going on social media. For those of you that are not on Twitter, I actually recently closed my Twitter account. I just couldn't deal with this anymore. Like, I couldn't deal with the fluctuation of followers. Like, I told you about like the bearded men that just appear like out of nowhere, and then they come in droves, right? 15, 20 at a time, and it just like I didn't want to play with that anymore. Social media has become very, 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 very toxic, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna keep it to my Instagram, right? So that's what I'm doing. I'm not even sure that I'm gonna continue to release on YouTube anymore. I don't really want to deal with people's comments on YouTube either. For me, I've said this from the very beginning. This is just a show. I give you my commentary. If you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, that's fine, right? But to be miserable to the point of going under someone's post or comments and put something negative and say something like, oh, you lost me when you said you're a Melissa fan, right? Girl, be lost. Be lost. You know, like, I hope you feel better that you put that out there. I don't know, buy a dog, buy a cat. If you don't have someone in your life, find someone in your life. If there's no one available here, buy a ticket, you know, find somebody to love you somewhere. I don't know, guys, do something. But this is not it. This is not it. I will not stand for people that are toxic. I will not, okay? And I don't normally clap back. I don't really engage with the fandom like that. I don't call people names and stuff, but trust me, I will not tolerate this anymore. Okay, it's just a show. You don't know Teresa. You don't know Melissa. You don't know Joe. You don't know any of these people. You just watch the show. I decided that I wanted to put it on a podcast. You can do the same. And if you don't like my commentary, that's fine. But don't think that you're going to come and write something nasty in my comments because I will not stand for that. I will not. You can give your opinion, but you cannot get nasty. So with that said, there's a lot that we're going to talk about on this podcast, guys, because a lot has happened. And I know some of you just come here to listen to me, listen to my commentary, and I provide a little bit of updates as to what is happening on the work, like in the world of social media when it comes to housewives. And guys, I'm gonna say you're not really missing out on much. It's very toxic. Those text messages are still being leaked. There's a lot of damaging evidence towards Teresa and a lot of damaging evidence towards Jennifer. There's some stuff about Louis, but to be honest with you, I don't know if there's more messages that are going to come out that are about Louis or from Louis, but so far it seems like a lot of those messages are between Teresa and the bloggers and Jennifer and the bloggers. So I have to say it, guys. I had to take a little bit of a break this week because I normally release my episodes on Thursdays, but I don't know. I kind of needed a little bit of a mental break because I was like, wow, this is really what is happening online right now. I don't know. I'm a little bit disappointed with what's going on with people's characters. And to truly or finally see people for who they are, I'm even sick that I even liked some of them at some point in time. And some of them, I'm talking about the people on the show. Because, you know, like by now, everyone knows I'm not a Teresa fan anymore. I just can't. I just can't be a Teresa fan. I haven't been for the past year, a year and a half. But I used to be a fan of hers for a very, 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 very long time. And it's kind of disappointing to see that Teresa was doing so much behind the scenes because, you know, when she said, I'm just being a mom, I'm not on social media like that, I'm not in people's DMs and all of that, you know, I just live my life. People send me clips here and there of stuff on social media, but I'm really kind of not really looking. I believed her back then. I really believe that, you know what, she's not on social media, but it turns out that she was, and she was very instrumental and very involved, very intentional. She was puppet mastering a lot of things behind the scenes, and a lot of it is kind of gross. I have to say it, and I've said it before, I find it gross, because we're at what, episode, this is episode 78, okay? So almost 80 episodes of Housewives Relatable, and if you go back to my earlier ones, you can see the transition. Like, it happens very slowly, but I was really a fan of Teresa. And then eventually, as I started rewatching the episodes, and we have to realize and understand that I'm also at a different point at my in my life. When I started watching the show, I was a certain age. Now I'm a different age. You know, when I started watching the show, I wasn't married. And then eventually I got married and I got my kids and all of that. So sometimes it's interesting when you're watching something, it's almost like you're watching it through different lenses, right? So I kind of evolved. My opinion of Teresa evolved as well. But anyways, you guys already know that. And if you're new to the podcast, well, now you know. But all of that to say that I remember an episode that I did. And I said in one of my earlier episodes that I did not believe that Teresa was jealous of Melissa. Because in my mind, I was just like, well, you know, Teresa is accomplished. She's an accomplished woman. So is Melissa. They're both beautiful. Because, yeah, I thought that Teresa was a beautiful woman. I don't care about what people say. Like, I used to actually think she was more beautiful before, right? But anyways, that's besides the point. But yeah, like, I couldn't really understand why people said, oh, Teresa's so jealous of Melissa. Because in my mind, I was like, Teresa has a lot of beautiful friends, you know, as well, that are like Dina, for example. Like, she has a lot of beautiful friends. So I was like, no, she's not jealous of Melissa. It has to be something else. But I'm going to retract that statement, even though it was, I don't know, like almost 80 episodes ago. I'm going to say now that I believe that Teresa is jealous of Melissa. I really do. Because what else could it be? When you're looking at some of those text messages, those DMs, you're like, okay, so Melissa does live rent-free in your head. You think about her all the time. Like the words of Joe Gorga saying to his sister, season 3, when they go to the restaurant, he said, you're obsessed with my wife. Those words are resonating in my mind right now. It seems like Teresa has a real obsession with Melissa. When Caroline said to Teresa, your problem with Melissa is that she is a younger version of you and a better one at that, I think those words ring true. Because you can't be a good person and do what Teresa did behind the scenes with those bloggers. Those messages, those text messages, those DMs, Teresa influencing them, telling them what to post, when to post, what to take down. If something kind of shines a little bit more light on Melissa, she'll be like, I don't even want her picture on the internet. Meanwhile, it's the internet, guys. Okay, it's the freaking internet. And Teresa says, I don't even want to look at her on the internet. Like, when I scroll down, I don't even want to see a picture of Melissa. It's like, she's obsessed with her. That's basically what it says. So anyways, guys, those DMs are leaking. There's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes, and it's pretty disgusting. And then enters Jen Aden. Jen had a lot to do with the bloggers as well. And I have to say, before I continue on this topic, guys, I am in disbelief how much these people talk about via text messages. I find that kind of funny because it's like you're saying all of that via text messages. It's like, you know, people say words, you know, but whatever you put in writing stays, right? So I'm kind of just like, why? Like, what were they thinking engaging with the fans like that and write, put everything like in writing? I'm still in disbelief when it comes to that. But anyways, So Jen, there's this account. You guys are probably familiar with her. That account is Melissa's Old Nose. And I don't believe that Melissa's Old Nose exists anymore on Twitter. I think she has a few AKAs. You have Love, 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 Gabriella, Melissa's Old Nose, or just Gabriella. Anyways, this girl used to be very close to Teresa, I guess, and for years. So she knows a lot of information and she was privy to a lot, right? So this girl who used to be a Teresa fan account has now turned on her. Why? I'm not really sure why, but now she's on the other side of the spectrum. She does not like Teresa anymore, and now she is leaking every single one of her dirty secrets. And when I say dirty, they are quite dirty. And she's also releasing stuff about Jen Aiden. And for those of you who are not on social media, guys, I have to say there's this tweet of Jen basically saying to this girl, stuff that is happening on the show, giving screeners, like basically sending episodes before they're aired to these girls, right? To these accounts for those girls to watch them or those accounts to watch them. And that's how they basically had all of that information before we even had that information because they were privy to it. Big thank you to Teresa and Jen, right? So they were basically feeding them that information. So, anyways, there's this DM between Jen and one of the fan accounts, and she's basically, Jen, she's saying, because I guess she's trying to get a hold of Melissa's Old Nose, and then Melissa's not responding anymore because there's a falling out between Teresa and Gabriella. Again, I don't know what happened, but there's a falling out. So turns out that Jen is trying to get that girl's attention. And she's like, why aren't you responding? Why aren't you responding? Hello, hello, hello. Like, you know, I'm here. How come you don't talk? Not talking to me. So she's trying to get the girl to respond. So then Jen says to the girl, and that's in a text message or a DM, whatever it is. She says, because it turns out that this girl, this Gabriella girl, Melissa's Old Nose, turns out that she has a child. And I don't know this for a fact, so I'm gonna say allegedly, but the child has different needs, right? So I'm not sure what the issue is with the child, but you know, Jen puts in the text message that why aren't you responding to me? I bought a stroller for your special needs child. And then she continues, right? And then she goes on and insults her, calls her a pig, this and that. It's very rootless. We know how Jen Aiden can get, right? We've seen her on the show. You know, she has good clapbacks, but sometimes, well, a lot of times she goes very low. And we've seen what she did at BravoCon with that girl. So, anyways, I thought that that was very interesting because, first of all, it's like, oh, okay, so that's what you do. You bought a stroller for this person. So you guys are close, like real close. Like, we're out there buying strollers for the fandom, for the bloggers. Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing is, why did you have to mention in the message, I bought a stroller for your special needs child? You couldn't just say, I bought a stroller for your child, or I've been good to you and your family, or I've been good to you and your kids. Like, she had to, like, to me, it seems like a little bit of a dig. And it's like, Jennifer, like, you need to check your heart. It's black, you know? It's black and it's dark. That was not nice. So, while we're still on the topic of Jennifer, because I have a lot to say, guys. I have a lot to say. It took me a while to decide if I was going to do this podcast because when I see things like that happen, I swear to God, I start getting sick to my stomach. When I see this level of evil going on, I get mad. And when I'm mad, I need to take a moment because I was just a little bit too angry to do a pod. So, and I don't even know these people. So imagine, imagine if I was really close to the situation, but nevertheless. So, you know, we all know that Jennifer, you know, she has her older daughter. I think her name is it Gabriella? Her name too? Anyways, like she has that daughter that was getting bullied in school. And we've seen it transpired on the show, and she was part of a group of girls, a group, and the girls were mean to her, and then they were not friends anymore, and all of that. And there's that whole thing of Jen making fun of Jackie, and then her daughter is saying, "You know what, Mom, it's not really nice, and if it hurt her, you should just apologize and just kind of like try to make it better with her." So I don't know. It sounds so weird to me that you could be this mom of five kids, and what you do on the show, that's the show. You want to go after Margaret, that's the show. You want to go after Melissa, that's the show. You want to go after Jackie, that's the show. Danielle, that's the show. That's why we watch. We watch to be entertained, right? There's still limits, but do that on the show. To be involved with the fandom, with the bloggers, tell them what to post, tell them when to post, tell them stuff that could be damaging to other people. That's not the show anymore. That's you. That's you. And while we're on the topic of that, I'm going to cover another thing because, and I'm not responding for Melissa. Melissa can respond for herself. But again, for those of you that are not on social media, I am bringing the news to you and I'm telling you what is happening. So the cousins, they did an emergency podcast and basically they were upset because Melissa wrote a post. I think it was on either Instagram or Twitter. I'm not quite sure. But basically Melissa said, "Oh, it was all fun and games when these accounts were going after me, were going after Marge, were going after my husband. It was all fun and games. But now that it's after them, now there's a problem, right? Now they want to cry over spilled milk." So it's like, what is going on, girls? You can't take it. You can dish it out, but you can't take it. So I guess that comment and that comment alone was enough for these girls to be like, "We're gonna do an emergency podcast and respond back to Melissa." So basically, Melissa said this in the comment, and then she said, "I find it weird because like the cousins, they are mothers." Like she didn't say the cousins. She said some of them are mothers, and the fact that they behave in that way, I find it kind of sick, right? So obviously, I'm paraphrasing, but you get the gist of it. That's what Melissa said. So I guess the girls, they got kind of upset because they're like, "Oh my gosh, Melissa, she is insulting our motherhood. She is insulting our mothering. Just because we're mothers, we can't have an opinion. Is that what you're saying? And Melissa loves this right now." I listened to the whole thing and I was kind of like, I'm just entertained. I'm entertained by the whole thing. So I'm listening and I'm like, okay, all right. So here's the thing. I don't really like when people try to make a big deal out of nothing because it's like, it's very simple what Melissa said. She did not attack your motherhood. She did not attack your mothering. She said, "I am surprised that you are a mother and you are doing that." And I don't know what Melissa meant when she said this, in the sense that I'm not in her head and I'm not speaking for her. But I can tell you how I received it because it's very simple. She meant just that. So I'm going to borrow the words of Danielle Staub, of all people. I'm going to borrow her words because you guys know Danielle Staub used to have a podcast at some point in time. And she said something on this podcast that always stayed with me. Because people, some people have done Danielle dirty on this show, right? Season one, season two, people have been really mean-spirited against Danielle Staub. And I'm not defending her, but I know that there was a lot of bullying going on, right? And not now that we know the involvement of production on the show, we can understand that not everything that we saw was the truth. But anyways, back to Danielle and her words. So Danielle said one time on one of her podcasts, and it's to quote her, she said, "What you do before you become a mother will define you better as a mother. But what you choose to do once you become a mother is exactly who you are. Woo! That was deep. That was profound. Thank you, Danielle, for these words. And I'm telling you guys, I agree with that because I'm a mom too. I agree with that wholeheartedly. So basically, Danielle was saying this because, you know, she has a checkered past, right? And these ladies went and dug into her past and brought the book and all of that, gave Teresa her best scene, right? So Danielle was on her podcast saying, yeah, I did these things. A lot of it is controversial. I also went to prison. I did all of that stuff 25, 30 years ago, 40 years ago now, because I think Danielle is in her 60s now, right? So, and still looking good. So, you know, Danielle is saying, I did this. I made those mistakes when I was still young, when I was still dumb, when I had nobody that was there for me, right? I made bad decisions in my life when I was a kid in my 20s, and I have paid for those mistakes. I have done these things before I became a mom. And you can say whatever you want about me as a person, 25, 30 years, 40 years ago. But don't you dare say anything about me now. Because look at my children. Look how I raised them. Look how they turned out. And we have to say, guys, we have to give Danielle her flowers when it comes to her kids. She has amazing girls. So Danielle said, the mistakes that I made in my life, I made before I became a mom. Imagine if I was doing these things right now as a mother. You know, if I was doing things that are nasty or mean or trying to deliberately hurt somebody else as a mother, right? That's me as a mom showing up like that and not showing up as an example to my kids. So I think that if I choose to do these things, these wrong things while I'm a mom, then it's exactly who I am. So that's what she meant. So, you know, these girls, the cousins, I do not know them, although I do listen to their commentary. Not on their Patreon. I don't pay for their Patreon because I'm not like a fan of them like that, but I do listen to their free stuff. And I've said it many times. I think that they have a great show, a good thing going on. I just don't like when it sounds intentional. They can love Teresa and they can be biased if they want to. That's fine. I just don't like when they attack and they become personal and it seems like they have like a personal vendetta. I don't like that. And I don't think that's healthy. That's the only issue that I've had with listening to their commentary. But other than that, I think that, you know, other than that, if they were not involved with the whole stuff, the behind the scenes, which they are, unfortunately, that's how they got all of their information. They were very active behind the scenes with Teresa, with Jennifer, with a lot of people. So it's not really looking good for them. But if we could remove that and just talk about their work and their commentary, I think they had a good thing going on. I just wish that they could do it differently and not being so personal and attacking, right? So definitely Melissa, you know, she said something that struck a chord with them because they felt the need that they needed to do an emergency podcast about it and give their opinion. So that's that. Now, speaking of emergency podcast, it's been a couple weeks now. There's no namaste, bitches. We know that Melissa Feaster is pregnant and happy. She's been wanting to get pregnant for a long time. So I don't know what this means, but I don't know. My gut feeling tells me that this is probably not going to continue, guys. I go on a lot of gut feelings. I'm not saying that I'm necessarily talking to people, and even if I was, you wouldn't know about it. I wouldn't tell you who I talk to. So, you're just supposed to keep that information private, unless, it is discussed beforehand that between me and the person that I can bring it up, right? So other than that, I'm just gonna talk as if I'm not talking to anyone. So I have a lot of things that I need to tell you guys. A lot is happening. The show is set to air next week. And just to continue on the topic of the social media war, there is this girl online. I'm telling you, she's doing a TED talk on YouTube right now. I was at video 17 or 18, and I think they just keep on going. A lot of it, she kind of repeats the same stuff. But the only reason why I'm bringing this girl up is because she recently said something that I think it would be important for everybody to know. Because this girl, I know she has followers on YouTube. But when you look at her videos, there's not a lot of views. And this is not necessarily because of her. It could just be YouTube. Like, YouTube is annoying like that, right? I don't know what's going on with YouTube behind the scenes, but they don't always push out people's videos the way it should. But anyways, so this girl was recently doxxed online. She was caught in the crossfire too, in the DMs and text messages. And there's a DM of her and her phone number, which I don't think is nice, guys. I don't think that people should do that. That's my opinion. It's like, we get it. You guys don't like each other. You guys want to throw each other under the bus. But to put people's phone numbers on, I don't know. Like, that is just not, I'm not a fan of that. But anyways, that girl, her handle is NYC Gal Out. And this girl, I know about her account because when Kim D used to be with David Yontef, she was the first person on YouTube to actually talk about that before I even talked about it. I didn't know who she was, but I shared like basically a screenshot of her saying that on YouTube on my Instagram. And it turned out that the rumor was true because I was wondering, I was like, where's Kim? We haven't seen Kim on the podcast on the Saturday. It's been a few Saturdays. What's going on? Is she sick? Is she this? Is she that? But I have to say that I did see the shift between her and David as they were doing the podcast together. I've seen a shift, and I was wondering, maybe this is not gonna go on for a long time, right? So then this girl posted a little short video and said it's over between David and Kim and they're parting ways. I posted it on my social media, and then Kim came out and told the fandom that she was doing her own thing, that she was no longer doing the podcast with David. And at that time she was still cordial. We're still friends. We're just not doing the podcast together anymore. And then, they started like this whole thing between the two of them because, David, I guess he was a little sour grape about the whole thing. And then he started saying his little piece, and then Kim retaliated, and then it just keeps on going, right? So, anyways, so that girl, that's how I know of her. So then I was just like, oh, maybe she has a little bit of information. Let me listen to her stuff. So, she doesn't have a lot of videos on YouTube, but she does have a podcast, or she did have a podcast. So at some point in time, I see that she's doing this thing with Housewife Historian. And, I know a lot of people like Housewife Historian, to each his own. Again, I am not a fan of accounts that like to attack. It's like, just report the news, throw your little shade here and there, but when it starts to feel intentional, when you're trying to hurt other people's businesses, I'm not a fan of that, right? So, anyways, for me, I always felt like if you're gonna say something, make sure that you do your research and that you fact check. That was always the issue that I had with Housewife Historian as a listener. I do not know her personally. So I was just like, okay, well, it doesn't really seem like this person is doing a lot of research. It seems just like she's saying that for shock value. But at the same time, it's catching on. She's getting a following. People love to hear the dirt or the supposed dirt on people, but it could be quite damaging. And this girl, she said a lot of stuff about Joe Gorga. And, you know, there's been those rumors like for quite some time now that, you know, this thing in college and all of that. But it turns out that this girl, NYC Gal Out, who used to do the podcast with Housewife Historian, it turns out that this girl says now that she's done a lot of research on the whole thing when it comes to Joe, and it's not true. There is absolutely, this is like an urban legend. It's not true at all. It's just meant to cause Joe harm. And she even stated that while she was doing the podcast with Housewife Historian, she felt some sort of way at times, like she was kind of looking at her sideways, like, this is not true information. But she never really said anything in the moment. But now she's saying everything that she knows now. So for those of you who ever wondered this thing about Joe Gorga, this girl is saying that she looked into the annals of the court system and that, you know, she did like a deep dive on that, and those accusations are not true, vindicating Joe Gorga. I wish you would have done that a little sooner. We're going to get to that, guys, because this is really the topic of this podcast today. The commitment is to the truth. And at the end of the day, this is why I have this pit in my stomach, because if you're sitting on a piece of information that can help someone, forget about your camp. Forget about who you like, who you dislike, who you love. The truth is the truth. And if you know that Joe did not do these things, then you should say, you should put the truth out there. You should not wait that you have a falling out with Housewife Historian before you tell the truth. That's just my opinion. Because, you know, he's been dealing with these rumors for quite some time. And the truth hurts enough. So imagine what lies can do. We see what is happening right now with the whole reality reckoning and the whole thing with Caroline and Brandy. And Brandy says that she's pissed because now production is coming out and vindicating her, validating her. And meanwhile, she's lost business. She lost jobs, contracts, sleep, like a lot of stuff, right? And meanwhile, they were sitting on this piece of information and just released it. And it's almost like people don't care now because it's not sensational enough, right? So her reputation is still damage. Well, you know, she kind of did that before, but at the end of the day, whether you like Brandy or not, if you know the truth about Brandy, then come out and tell the truth, right? So, which leads me to the next topic of this conversation, guys. Okay, guys, so now let's get into the tea. Someone dropped a little bit of a bombshell recently, and I'm going to give you a little bit of history before we get to that statement that was made recently. So for those of you who do not follow all of the Housewives franchise, I'm going to talk a little bit about Megan King. Megan King used to be on The Real Housewives of Orange County, and she was married to that baseball player, Jim. And for those of you who are not familiar with who she is the person who uncovered the whole secret, the whole scam between Brooks and Vicky Gonvalson, the whole story about Brooks faking cancer and all of that. So Megan played the role of a detective on the show, and basically came out to the conclusion that Brooks was faking cancer. So that's who Megan King is. So Megan is no longer on the show, but she has had very strong opinions over the past few years about a particular house husband. And that particular house husband happens to be Louis Ruelas, Teresa's husband. So all of that to say that Megan did an interview with David Yontef from Behind the Velvet Rope. And you know how David likes to push some of his older interviews onto YouTube, maybe because it's relevant to the topic that is being talked about at that point. So he kind of pushed that older episode between, or older interview between himself and Megan King onto YouTube. And this is the reason why we're talking about this today. Okay, so I'm getting there, guys, but I have to give you a little bit of history because I do realize that not all of you follow everyone or everything, or some of you do not have social media, as some of you say to me sometimes in your comments. So I'm always happy to bring you the news when it comes to that. So during that interview with Megan, Megan was very vocal about her perception of Louis. So basically, just in a nutshell, and I'm just going to paraphrase here, guys, she was saying that, you know, she was worried for Teresa's daughters and that she does not have a good vibe when it comes to Louis, and that she feels that the love bubble will burst at some point in time. Okay. And she has called Louis on a multitude of occasions a narcissist, a slime ball. On Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, she made those statements and all of that, right? So anyways, during her interview with David, she was again doubling down on that and saying, you know what, like, I don't trust this guy and I feel like he's gonna end up hurting everybody, including the kids, and that she was afraid and worried for Teresa Giudice's daughters. Okay, so that was her statement. The video is still available on YouTube for those of you who are curious to hear about Megan's commentary. So, which leads me to my next point now. So, recently, Kim D did a podcast, and that was on her Patreon. And you know, Kim D, she hosts with her friend Angel and her other friend Lorraine, and she has kind of like a roster of different guests that come on, and then she talks to them about the subject of the day or whatever's out there, right? So Kim D brought up that video or that interview between David and Megan, and she said, you know, I kind of want to talk about that a little bit because this girl, she keeps on making these statements about Louis, who she does not know, and she doesn't really know Teresa either. And I'm just wondering, like, that was Kim's position. She was just wondering, what are Megan's credentials to be having such a strong opinion of Louis? So then her friend or co-host Angel said to Kim that he did a little bit of a mini dive on Megan King, and that he uncovered that Megan and Louis's ex are following each other on social media. So I just want to say that sometimes people follow each other just for the purpose of following each other. And sometimes they follow each other because they may have had a little bit of a professional relationship at some point in time. And I can actually say this in confidence because I did cover this in some of the earlier episodes of this podcast. We're almost at episode 80. So I think it would have been in the first 10 episodes at least. But Megan King used to have a podcast. I don't think that the podcast is still active, though. But she used to have a podcast. And at some point in time, Louis's ex came on the podcast and they did an interview together. And the whole theme or subject of this interview was discussing, you know, narcissistic abuse or, you know, being a survivor or of that type of abuse, right? So, because Megan says that she is herself a survivor and that she has dated a lot of narcissistic type of personalities. And I guess her ex, that baseball player, is a narcissist, according to Megan, right? So just to offer a little bit of context when it comes to all of this, Louis's ex did the interview, and she at no point during the interview does she mention Louis. She speaks about her experience in very, very vague terms, and she does not necessarily give too many specific examples, and she never references or addresses Louis directly. Okay, so she keeps it very general during that interview. So if they were wondering what the connection was between the two, I can say that this is the connection. Now, that being said, Kim D said to Angel, I want you to tell the truth about something. I want you to tell basically our listeners something that you know. And then at that point, Angel dropped a bombshell in my opinion, it's a bombshell. And I will tell you why. So he said that at Kim D's fashion show, Louis's ex was there. And those are statements according to Angel. So I'm just repeating this back to you guys. And this is not on the Patreon anymore. It's actually on their Instagram. Like if you go on Angel's Instagram, you can see there is a clip of that and they discuss that out there in the open. And it's also available on Kim D's Instagram as well. So I feel like I'm at liberty of speaking about this because it's not necessarily behind the paywall at all at this point. So apparently at Kim D's fashion show, Angel and maybe a group of other people were approached by Louis's ex, and she would have said to them, "Hey, I am that girl. I am the girl that everyone has been talking about, and I am here, and I'm going to milk the situation for what it's worth because it's going to be good for my business." So that's what Angel revealed on the podcast. So now when I heard this for the first time, I was a little shocked and I had to rewind it a few times to make sure I heard this correctly. And then after I was positive that's what he actually said, I was thinking, okay, well, I have some questions, but specifically one question. And what I wanted to know was, why are we learning about this now? And the reason why I thought that this question was important is because Angel happens to also be a friend of Teresa. And some of you might not know this, but he has a connection to some of the housewives, at least the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We even see him appear at the back of the show, season 5, the last episode at the Moxie Salon. You know, that scene where Jacqueline approaches Penny and says, "Penny, I want to talk to you." And then Penny says, "Oh, you know, I never said these things about your kid. And Johnny never said that about your kid either." Well, there's a guy at the back behind Jacqueline and Penny, and he's dressed all in black. And he is like well-groomed and everything, like tan skin and all of that. That's Angel. Okay. And I think he might be, I know he is a hairdresser. I think he might be a celebrity hairdresser, but I'm not sure. But I know he does hair and he's also into fitness. So anyways, he has a connection to the housewives. And by his own admission, he is also friends with Teresa, loves Teresa, and is a tree hugger. By his own admission, I'm not putting any words in his mouth now. So I was just thinking, why are we finding out about this information now? Because I'm just going to play a little bit of a different position here. Okay. Let's say I am Angel and Teresa's my friend. And I know that she is having a hard time with, you know, in the court of public opinions when it comes to her man, aka Louis. So if I hold this piece of information that could be helpful to my friend to maybe help shift the narrative that people have on my boyfriend, now husband, I would want to give her that information. And I will tell you why. Because Teresa is a celebrity. She has 2.4 million followers. She also happens to have a podcast. Although I'm not sure if she still has the podcast anymore because it's been a few weeks now and we don't have any news, but that's besides the point. So having that information, I would want to give that to Teresa so she could go and stand on her little soapbox and behind her microphone and tell her listeners about this person that has said this statement milking the situation for all that it's for all it's worth, right? Because Teresa definitely has a following and people that tune in to listen to her. So maybe this little piece of information could have been beneficial to Teresa, just to help shift the narrative when it comes to Louis. And I'm not saying that because I want to help Louis, but in my mind, that's my thought process. But anyways, I was not going to ask if Teresa knew about this, but I still wanted to know, why are we finding out about this now? So instead of, you know, staying alone with my questions, I decided to reach out directly to Angel and just ask him, because at the end of the day, you know, he made the statement and he said that this is what happened. This is what took place. So it's out there now. So I just decided to just ask him straight up. And I just said, hey, I just have a question. Great podcast, by the way. But I would like to know, why are we finding out about this now as opposed to back then? So then he ended up responding back to me, guys. And instead of me telling you in my own words what he said, I will play the recording for you guys. So here it is.
Hey, how's it going? It's Angel from Get Real with Kim D. Thank you so much for reaching out. And I see that you had a question for me, so I wanted to answer it for you. So you had asked me, after I shared what happened at the fashion show with the ex, if I could tell you why I decided to share this information now versus before. So I appreciate your question and understand that, you know, you might have a question about why I didn't. But the truth is that it was just the timing. It felt relevant and appropriate for the current, you know, storyline of the podcast that we were discussing. And a couple of years ago, when I first learned about all of this, you know, and she told me all this information, I was surprised. And I told my friends who were into housewife things and things like that, but not like anyone of like a blogger status or that shared information with, you know, housewife gossip or anything like that. Well, it is also important to note that there were a lot of people at this posh fashion show. So it wasn't really a secret, as the ex voluntarily shared it with multiple people. So I didn't really think of it as a big secret, to be honest. And I didn't see any reason to hold back on sharing this information when it came to the show. I just felt like it was the right time to address it so the public could get a better understanding of the situation and the topics that we were talking about. I just had that little insight. So I wanted to make people aware of why I had the opinion that I did. And that's all. Also, I would just like to note that someone did tell me that I was wrong about Vanessa being a life coach. I said I didn't remember what she was, and I said a life coach or something like that. But she is a licensed clinical social worker. I believe Johnny shortly afterwards did reference her career and saying that she was a mental health professional. But I just wanted to clear that up. I think it's only fair. And also that we're going to address it on the next pod. So people don't misunderstand what her role is or what her job is. Thank you.
Okay, guys, so you heard it from Angel in his own words, why we only got to find out about this now. And first of all, I have to say that no matter who you decide to support or who you choose to believe or who you love or who's your camp, I have to say this. It is not easy to put statement out there and then being challenged and then respond. Okay, so I have to give him accolades for that, because a lot of people, you know, when they are being challenged, they don't respond back to you. It's like they go ghost and they just avoid you. And I think it's really commendable that he actually took the time out of his day to respond back to me and to consent to me sharing this information with you guys, my listeners, right? So now that we have Angel's statement, I think, and that's just my opinion, guys, I think it's only fair that the other side also gets to rebuttal. Now, I'm not saying that I'm the one who's going to do that, but I'm just saying that I think it's only fair To consider a full statement, you have to hear both sides. So Angel got to say his side, and maybe we will hear the side of the other side. And who knows, maybe it's already in the works. Maybe Kim D already knows the other side of the story. But before you make up your mind as to who is right and who is wrong, or who is telling the truth, or this and that and the other, at least consider his statement. And then maybe consider the other statement as well, if another statement is ever made, right? Because you know what they say. There's your side, there's my side, and somewhere in the middle lies the truth. So that's all I'm going to say about that.